Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and today's question is about the disciples. When you consider the 12 disciples, you have to admit they probably wouldn't be your first choice of men to turn the world upside down. Some fisherman, a tax collector, a political zealot, and a traitor. But that's who Jesus chose, and the selection process looks just as mundane and ordinary as the men themselves. Luke 6:13 describes it like this. And when day came, Jesus called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, who he also named as apostles. John, what was it about those guys that made Christ choose them as apostles? Why those 12?
There is no human reason why he would choose them. They weren't educated. They weren't theologians. They weren't religious leaders. They weren't leaders at all. They were humble, nondescript men who basically worked with their hands. The simplest of men, the most ordinary of men. But see, that fits the divine purpose, because then you can never explain the impact of their lives by them. They are not the explanation of how the world was literally turned upside down. It is the power of God through them. The question is, why did the Lord sovereignly choose them? Boy, I don't know the answer to that. He chooses whom he chooses, and he sets his love on whom he sets his love on. But in the end, it fits what Paul said to the Corinthians. Not many noble, not many mighty. He's chosen the lowly and the base and the nobodies and the nothings, that in the end, all glory might go to him. The people even said, can anything good come out of Nazareth concerning him? And they said concerning the apostles, aren't these just Galileans? This can't be true. Amazing what God can do with humble, obedient people.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening. If you'd like more teaching on the book of Luke, plus details about John's brand new commentary on Luke, Volume 2, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.